Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Back in it. Back in the game, baby. We ain't quitting. We ain't stopping. All right? We're just getting started with this fucking podcast shit. It's been a ride, all right? We're seeing growth in numbers, listeners, you know. Somehow, women are listening to this. Why? I don't know. Probably if you get inside. You know, if you're like me... First off, let's give a round of applause here, okay? A nice listener by the name of Caleb messaged me on the weekend. He goes, "Hey, Uncle, listen to your advice in episode 31, and I'm proud to fucking say, I'm fucking pumped to say that the old lady agreed, and we're going to fuck her best friend tonight. Thanks for changing my life for the better." Now, whether the friend is female or male, they're having a little fun time, okay? Everybody that's always like, "Oh, you're fucking, I can't believe you'd want to be involved in the swingers community. I can only imagine how fucking long that marriage is going to last." Yeah, but at least they're having fun. Are you having a good time in your marriage? Probably not. That's why you listen to me. That's why you listen to me vent my frustration of everybody that I look at. And I just look in the eyes and I think to myself, "Oh, God, another mouth breather. Another fucking mouth breather. Ugh, God, fire the fuck me." Everywhere I go, dumb people breathing, looking, snorting, spitting, you know? Drives me insane. This guy right here is having a little fun. He's getting after it. He's living his life, okay? It's always the, and like I am that miserable fuck now in my 30s. I just look at everybody. I really enjoy making fun of other people, and I get enjoyment out of that. I get a laugh at the expense of others. That's what this is all about. That's what I do. I don't give a shit about any of this punching up fucking or no punching down bullshit. I could give a rat's ass about your feelings. All right? You know, like, no one in their fucking... I don't know you. You'd barely know me. You listen to me rant and rave on this goddamn podcast. And at the end of the day, do we care about how one another... We very rarely are going to stumble across one another. Let's be real about this. Let's cut it exactly how it is. I'm tired of people just, you know... Getting offended for others, first off, is the most bullshit way of being, where am I going with this? I don't know. I'm fucking fuming. But to be offended for somebody else is just such a bullshit excuse to be offended. It has nothing to do with you. If the person that, was the brunt of the joke, if you will, and they're offended, still, fuck them. Who gives a shit? Not really my room or place to say what should and shouldn't be said. I'm going to say what's ever on my fucking mind, whether it's agreed upon in the room. Obviously, I use my moral compass as best as I possibly can. It's not like I walk into a room of black gentlemen and call them filthy Italians. I would never do that. I'm not that stupid. I wouldn't go in there and start, "Hey, you noodle slurping fucks. How are you?" I'm also not that stupid, okay? I always think it's funny to like get racial stereotypes wrong and really lean into it to see if other people will correct it for me. You know, and be like, "Look at this." I'll look at a Chinese guy and be like, "Bet you he's going to go to fucking KFC after this. Let me guess. He listens to fucking, let me guess. He's going to get in his little, Cadillac, probably go get a bucket of chicken and listen to that rap music. You know what rap music is? Crap. And I'll see if that person corrects me on my racism." It's a fun game to play. It's fun for the whole family, across the board. You know, you see an Italian guy and you'd be like, "Let me guess, he's getting an order of the dumplings." probably a bad driver too. How many accidents you been in, buddy? Am I right or am I right? It's a fun game to play, you know, see if somebody will correct you. It's an excellent way to pass time in case your data has ran out on your phone and you got no Wi-Fi as you're sitting in public. Sit there and catcall people with the wrong racial stereotypes. It's a fun, great game. You and your buddies can play it anywhere, anytime. As long as there's people out and about, you're able to lean into those racial stereotypes. Hell, hop on Reddit. See if you can read up some new ones that people haven't stumbled across yet. And start hammering the wrong race with the wrong stereotypes and see how long it takes for somebody to correct you and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? No. And be like, well, what do you mean black people like watermelon? I thought it was Chinese people. And they're looking at you like you're the insane one. But you got to really lean into the bit. You can't laugh. You can't break character. You got to really sell it that you're an idiot, because the real funny is how they have to explain to you what is racist and why it's racist. And be very inquisitive too. Like, make them dive into it. This is a great game. You'll have a fun time with this one, you know, and see how far you can take it. And if you do this little game, this little treat that I'm giving you that I like to do, please DM me. Let me know. Let me know how many people corrected you on your racism. That's what we're doing out here. See, we're not only like my friend here. My friend that I keep. Let me just. What's his name? Caleb. I was gonna say Connor for some reason. Caleb's out here, you know, getting some extra pussy in the bedroom, and it always makes me laugh when people are like, oh, I don't understand why you'd want to have an open relationship. Who cares? Who gives a shit, right? Who gives a fly? Oh, it's weird that that one never worked out. Yeah, well, the couple that wasn't fucking, it's weird how that one didn't work out either, isn't it? Everybody's always quick to be like, oh, see, that's what happens when you fuck too many people. Yeah, well, at least they fucked too many people. What were you doing? Missionary 7 years ago? That sounds like a lot of fucking fun. Oh, yeah, me and Mary used to skronk a lot. Well, first off, I can tell that you haven't skronked in a while if you're using the word skronk, you dumb son of a bitch. Jesus. Oh, that's really weird how that relationship didn't work. Yeah, and guess what? They split and they're both fucking happy. Look at you. You're still miserable jerking off in the middle of the night so that way your wife doesn't catch you. The last time your wife opened up your phone and seen porn in the browser, you had to sleep in the fucking garage. How fun is that? That sounds like Caleb, no matter who he's fucking and what he's fucking, is still fucking. He's still ahead of the game. Everybody's always sitting around me like, well, I don't know. Yeah, how great is it with your old lady in the ear? You know, at least if his old lady explodes, you know, loses her fucking mind on him, right? Loses her mind on him. At least in his open relationship, he can just go down the street and bang whoever the fuck he wants. He can go wherever he wants. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Oh, but then that means somebody's going to fuck my old lady. Do you think that your existence on this planet is so significant that, you know, for the, what is it, 4 billion years that we've been fucking, this piece of rock has been floating around, that your existence, the 80 years tops that you're going to be on this cocksucker, is going to be so significant that everybody, everywhere, is going to know your name, less than likely. So who gives a shit? You know, I just like being a cunt on the internet because it's fun for me. That's all. It doesn't matter to me. I love going on TikTok and being an absolute piece of shit on there and being a cunt to everybody. I get a sick, twisted enjoyment out of it because I know when I take my phone and I throw it on the counter and I leave it alone and I watch mindless television like rewatching 7 seasons of Sons of Anarchy. I know that there's people out there that are absolutely losing their mind over what I said on the internet. And I get an enjoyment out of that. It fills me up. It makes my heart full again. I'm thoroughly fulfilled. That's what I feel. I feel like I've accomplished something that day. I have people going into a frenzy. Could this possibly get me murdered in public? Yes. Do I care? No. I am having a lovely, 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 lovely time doing it. Am I going to probably see a wee bit of trouble when it comes to doing comedy in the future? No, not at all. Because most of the comics that I know and the comedians that I want to hang out with kind of don't give a fuck about the woke. You know, they don't give a shit what anybody really has to say. They kind of speak their mind. They're the people that you want to go see. You know, nobody gets excited to go and watch, some lady tell you cat jokes for the next 45 minutes. I mean, when's the last time you got off the couch and you're like, hey, I wouldn't mind hearing a 22-year-old college girl try and tell me about how to use pronouns in the form of comedy. I don't think that anybody my age, that's for damn sure, is getting off the couch for that, unless they're fucking clinically insane. They should be in a padded goddamn room. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. If you're one of those people, hey, power to you. I don't give a shit what you have to say. Quit shoving it down my throat, because then you might wake me up. I might have to go to TikTok and get a little uneasy. Make people a little uncomfortable about what's stewing up here. Do I believe any of the words that I say? Absolutely not. I just know that it sends people to the stratosphere. I know that if I string together such a shitty fucking sentence of slurs, so they say, if I say retarded three times, some blue-haired girl that failed art class, you know, failed art school outside of high school. She went to an art, went to get a fine arts degree. Her head right now is exploding, you know, because right now, not a lot of people are shopping at Hot Topic. So there's a little more time in the day to scroll through TikTok. And who shows up other than my ugly mug? My ugly fucking mug. Oh, that's the thing. Like, everybody's just gotta like hop on the nearest trend. Yes, an ungodly amount of water. I'm gonna get yapped on this. I know. For the listeners in the truck, I got a 4-liter jug of water, and it's usually right about now that everybody's gonna start chirping the shit out of me. Yeah. I've never quite understood that, why people feel the need, like, you know, like Caleb here, he's excited. He's finally getting that threesome. I don't know what he's into. I don't really care either. I hope to hear the story one day. You know, I'm always down to hear a good fuck story. It's way better than having small talk for an hour. God almighty. I would rather just right out the gate, somebody hit me with a good old-fashioned fuck story. And I don't care how disgusting it is. At least it's 10 times more interesting than me. Like, so, where are you from? What do you do? How old are you? Be like, hey, you're not going to believe this. One time, I paid a prostitute $75 to put an orange creamsicle up my ass. And we waited until it melted. And I let it drip into a strainer. Right? I let it drip into a strainer, and then once it went into the cup that I was supposed to drink, we blended it, right? We blended it with more cream, and she just, she jilled off until she squirted into that cup. I blended it together, put a scoop of protein in it, and was on my merry fucking way. Like, now that is what I'm interested in. That's the type of shit I want to hear. I don't want to fucking hear about, so bud, how you doing? How's the podcast? Who gives a shit? Fuck the podcast. Tell me a story that exceeds that level right there. It just goes right past it. Boom, right through that ceiling. Hey bud, how are you? Fuck how I'm feeling. Tell me a fuck story within 2 minutes of me meeting you. I'm happy. Now you have my attention. Okay, I'm saying this now when somebody's going to hit me with a fuck story in the near future, and it's going to come out of left field, and I'm going to forget that I said this, because that's what I do with this podcast. I rant for an hour. I go up, usually off the top of my skull, I'll write a few keynotes down, and then we just let it fly. We just let her fly. This is completely out of my mind, or off my mind, in my mind, to my mouth, into the mic. That's it. That's all. Time for a little ad read. All right. Gloves are $15 all week. All week, just for you, baby. That's right. You handsome devils, you lovely little lot lizards. Yeah, no, sometimes you just need something soft on your hands. Sometimes you need to protect the hands so that way when you come home, you can grab something soft. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we have gloves 50% off all week just for you. So be sure to check out DangerCatShop.com. We got our new mechanics gloves on sale for $15. And if you want another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, of course you do, because you're not a cuck. You're not a cuck. You know, you want to be like Caleb? You want to be like Caleb and have some of the best advice spewing into your ears? Well, you can head to patreon.com/dangercat69, getting this episode earlier than everybody else. And you'll also get an additional episode when this episode releases. So there is one extra episode waiting for you on our Patreon account. Every week, there's an additional episode that I do for that platform. And you can have that all for, I don't even know what the price is, but you can check it out at patreon.com/dangercat69. Sorry, fuck. Link down below. Back to the episode. Sometimes I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm in here just like yelling. I can't form a sentence because I'm too flustered upstairs and I don't think what before I'm about to speak. You ever get that? I noticed that this weekend. I was dying laughing. Okay? I was dying laughing. These white girls that hop on Instagram and Snapchat stories, it's got to be stopped. This is too much. It's gone too far for too long. Okay? It's now to the point where here's like the international sign of somebody that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. It's just like they do that look, you know, that look where it's just like where somebody asks you a question you don't quite know the answer to and you're really about to bullshit them, you know, where you squint the eyes and you bring the eyebrows down a little rather than up and you're like, and you let out this noise. And I'll tell you the noise, I'll give you the noise. It's like, it's an inhale through the nose and letting out a tah. You know, that's the international, I'm flustered and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I'm trying to make a point that everybody's going to agree with so that way I can be relatable and likable. Follow me. It's so dumb, especially when you get these idiots on political points, right? Political viewpoints. I am not a genius. I've been a moron now for 5 years on the internet. I'm going to continue to be a moron on the internet. I'm just doing more shit that I want to do. I'm gunning more for the funny rather than the political. I was so tied up in like trying to be political boy. I realized like, hey, I don't really give a shit about any of this. You know what politics is now? You know what politics on the internet is now? It's just these pathetic fucks like myself in the past. Not so much now. I try not to get too political now. Every now and then, I like taking a jab at our prime minister. But again, I am not well-versed. I don't have a political science degree, so I should not, for one, be acting like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. No one, and I repeat, no one that I graduated with, really, the people that follow this, you know, there's like a small percentage of you where I'm like, oh, okay, this guy's actually really smart and I should listen to what he has to say. 95% of you, the 95% of you, it just needs to calm down a little bit. You know, I'm not saying you're retarded or anything, but I'm just saying like maybe just being quiet for a minute. It's always the loudest guy that's always the dumbest, you know. The smart guy's like, I don't feel like dealing with that, so I'm just going to shut up. This planet's all going to hell anyways, and it's not like I'm going to do anything better. This guy's going to argue with me over something that I studied for 7 years, but he watched a fucking 45-minute documentary about how Donald Trump is going to get back into office and that there's children being produced underground and there's a war happening. And Chelsea Clinton, also her mother Hillary, head down in these deep layers and suck on the blood of innocent children that have been tortured and manipulated into thinking that they're doing something for the greater good. I'm going to argue with that guy. I'm going to argue with that guy for an hour. Are you fucking out of your mind? You know, I would rather talk. I'd rather talk to the old lady about sports. That's what I would rather do. I'd rather talk to. In fact, you know what? I know what I'd rather do. I'd rather her tell me a story. I'd rather her tell me a story, or at least attempt to tell me a story. Tell me something funny. Tell me a funny story. And watch yourself just like slowly, deeply. That's a good, if you're having trouble sleeping, that's what you should do. Is just, hey, before bed, babe, can you tell me a story? You know, of like the craziest time that you ever had? I'm guessing like most, I very rarely stumble across a girl that tells me a story where I'm like, that was crazy. So he's like, yeah, we went hiking and I flashed a mountain. Lovely. I know I've ranted about this before. I need to get back on public as well. I'm so happy that this motherfucker's about to open. I'm all over the place today. First, I started about Caleb and his relationship and how, you know, most people that comment on guys like him that are having a little too much fun. Apparently you're having too much fun out there, Caleb. Threesomes. It's a difficult fucking job, you know? I remember me and a couple of Migos one time got ourselves into a Chinese finger trap, a.k.a. some tiny little blonde, if you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I gotta say, as a dude I've had a threesome with two women before, and it's way better than two dudes. We have this inclination, this inkling to just be savages. You throw a couple of guys in the room with boners and like, oh, that sounds gay. Yeah, but it cancels out because there's a vagine in the room. And if she's willing to give up the other two entry points, then it evens the playing field. It's like, she's the mothership, and we're like the little spaceships, if I'm going to use, like, I don't know, like Star Wars, Trek, or whatever the fuck. Those, the big one that everybody wants to go to, that's where we send all the small ships, right? So that there's a lot of shit going on, you know? There's a lot of ships coming in and out and, like, changing ports, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress on the mothership, you know, where if you put two motherships, right? And one ship that can bounce between them, it makes it easier on everybody because then like the two motherships can just like come together. How the fuck did I end up using this as like a space reference of like Star Wars? That's got to be a first, no? That's got to be a first ever. I don't even know anything about fucking Star Wars or Space Wars or any of that shit. Space balls. I don't have a clue. But what I'm saying is when two motherships come together and they can like go on top, move around, make this easier for everybody so more ships can come in, right? And if you got the only smaller ship, it makes it easier for everybody. It's a little more entertaining as well because, you know, like what's... when you're looking at a hard cock, you know, most dudes, I don't know about these dudes coming up nowadays. Like, that's what I was going to rant about today is like, the change, but I'm saying like most dudes, I don't know about I can't speak for this younger generation, but I know guys my age that I grew up with, we were all about that. We didn't give a fuck. You'd wait your turn. We weren't selfish. We weren't greedy. We knew like, hey, we're all getting into the mothership tonight. This is great. What a nice lady. What a goddamn saint. What a wonderful gal. Right? We're all having a lovely fucking time here. Everybody's getting along. smiles on everybody's face. She's having a great time. We're going to get pizza. We're going to get pizza after this is all finished up. At a little wrap-up party. Pun intended. I don't know. Good for this guy. You know, get out there. Do something a little crazy. Not much is open right now. And if you and the old lady want to have a little fun, you want to spice shit up, who gives a fuck? Especially, you know, it's always the one guy that every time you run into somebody that's like, oh, God, they're always just a bundle of fun. Hey, you just want to hang out with them for hours on end. They're usually the person that you're like, hey, we should invite them to our party. That you know, Cheryl and Greg, they came over and they were just a treat to be around, you know. Cheryl talked about her fucking garden gnome for 2.5 hours and where it came from, what it's made out of, how many countries it's seen. You know, it's fascinating to me that a garden gnome has seen more countries than her. And Greg sat there and wanted to talk about his portfolio. Yeah, wanted to talk about his portfolio for an hour. Meanwhile, I'm itching to just get fucking hammered and play horseshoes in the backyard. You know, I want to play a little ladder ball, get fucked up, call each other fags. Do what men do. I don't give a shit about Greg's portfolio. You know, hey, I want to hang out with a guy like Caleb that's going to tell me about the threesome that he and his old lady had. I'm a pervert. I'm fucked up in the head. I understand how I operate. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what men do. We talk about these things, you know? You never talk about your old lady in a derogatory way. That's like the rule of thumb. Now, the whore that you bull fucked, that's who you talk about. Yeah. Me and the old lady absolutely fucked the shit out of her. I guess that's her best friend, but they don't need to know that. They don't need to know that. Oh. So fuck them. Glad this podcast. That's the trick. That's the trick. You bring it up and then you let the old, you just don't be too forward with it. Don't seem like you want it that bad, because then she's going to get jealous, and that's the last thing you need. That's the trick to it. That's the trick. Gentlemen that have been wanting threesomes, and I know there's probably some juice mug, you'd be like, I'm an alpha male, and I... women just want me. They flock to me. Every time I'm in the room, I have threesomes, no problem. I can fuck any bitch that I want. That's usually not the case, all right? There's the vast majority of men, you know, that want a threesome. You know, you've been trying to talk your missus into getting that threesome. It's very simple. You bring it up when you're hammered. Bring it up when you're hammered. And be like, yeah, that's usually when everybody's loosey-goosey and all your thoughts and feelings. You're not so uptight. You're not so fucking uptight. She isn't so uptight. When I'm hammered, I'm the funnest guy in the goddamn room. And I know that, but I like to have a little too much fun, if you know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? But you bring it up when you're fucking smashed. You and the wife just get fucking pinned one night, sitting in the goddamn living room. Just throw on something, movies, or play a goddamn... Why am I saying goddamn so much? God dang. God damn it, Bobby. But just throw on a... play a trivia game. Now I'm just like slurring words and shit. Maybe I am hammered. Throw on a trivia game, play board games. I don't know, whatever it is that you and the wife do. Sit in the fucking hot tub. I don't know, get a kiddie pool, put your feet in it, sit in the backyard, get absolutely smashed with one another, and casually bring it up. Just be like, you ever thought of, like, would you ever have a threesome with me? Would you do that? And if she gets a little, ugh, and just be like, listen, I whether it's true or not, just say, like, the other day, I'm going to be blunt with you, babe. I jerked off to the thought of me fucking you from behind and you eating some pussy. That's what I did. That's what I did the other day. Whether or not, you got to do this when you're hammered. Keep in mind, this is a lot to remember. But you do that, that stirs it up. You can't say that you were fucking the other girl and she was getting her pussy eaten, see? You got to, it's the way you mend words and how you structure your sentences, right? And the image that you're painting in her head, because then you're fucking her and she's eating the pussy. So then it's just kind of, you know, in her head, he's like, oh, he's not even cheating at that point. I'm kind of cheating at that. And that does sound kind of hot. I'm kind of into that, you know? And it gets the wheel spinning. Now, some ladies, you're never going to break that ice. That shit is, it's concrete at this point. It's going to take a lot of work, but you get fucking drunk one night and you bring that up. I've met tons of swinger couples over the years, and that's usually how it started. Was both them hammered, they brought up their sexual fantasies because they thought that the other one would be mad about it. You know, after you've been together for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, it starts to get repetitive. You know, it gets a little old. You got to spice shit up. You got to keep things interesting. Who gives a shit? So what? Your old lady wants to shove her tongue in another chick's asshole. What does it fucking matter? But I'm telling you, that's how you start it. That's how you break the door down, at least, before you go searching in the room and start bringing up ideas. But here's the kicker. If you do break said door down and you want to go and explore that room and see what's in there, the trick to the trade now is you have to, if you find, say you found someone or found a chick or a girl or another guy or whatever you're into, the trick then is you have to then hand it over to her. You can't be the one talking with this other broad. She's going to get a little, more than like, there's going to be some jealousy. There's going to be weirdness to it. You know, there's going to be this feeling of like that you're being, you're being sneaky, conniving, and like it's almost an excuse for you to go out and do this and go hunt with no kill, right? You're just always scoping, sifting through the grass, you know. And if you do stumble across one, be like, hey, I found a girl that's interested, bring it up, give her the phone number of said girl and allow her to mail this one in. Allow her to reel in the fish. Bait the hook. All right. There you go. Best way for you dumbasses out there to understand what I'm talking about. Bait the hook, cast the line, get a snag, and hand the rod over to her for her to bring it on in. That's the best way. Then it keeps you off the hook, my friends. It keeps you from ever getting any backlash. Oh, well, you were out there. Well, listen, lady. That was teamwork. Plus, that's teamwork of both you bringing in a fish. And it feels good, especially when you get a win together. It's like a good playoff win. You know, it always bonds the team a little closer when you get a good playoff win. I'll tell you. The first time that happened, that's what happened with me and the old lady. It's like, you're kind of like, oh, that was fucking wild. That was awesome. I'm actually going to, you know what? I retract my first statement. That was fucking amazing. That was great. I had a wonderful time. What about you? You good? Should I shut the fuck up? Am I saying too much? Am I not saying enough? What's going on here? Tell me what's inside your noodle. That was the key component to afterwards. Was bringing up all of the events that unfolded. Hey, what did you like about that? Hey, fill me in. Plus, it's kind of fucking awesome when you hear your old lady break down a certain situation that you seem to be in, you know, physically and literally. But yeah, good for you, Caleb. Get on out there getting two birds with one stone. And I know I had a perfect opportunity to use the Trailer Park Boys line, but we don't do that around here. Every now and then, maybe. But we try not to. I don't want to be one of these jerk-offs that relies on jokes written on a other television show to get laughs at it. You know what I mean? It's always the guy that always relies on TV quotes to get laughs and movie quotes. Is he funny or was the movie just funny? He just knows when to deliver the line. Is that guy really that funny? I don't think so. I think it just gets hacky to me, pun intended there. It's too much of a hack job of trying to be funny. You're repeating somebody who's actually funny. You know, it just doesn't, it's cheating in a way. I don't like it. Yeah. Yeah, but fuck, there was something else that I can't remember what it was. Typical guy podcast. We come on here unprepared and we just rant off the top. I'm pretty happy though with this young guy. Who would have thought? That's right. You come here, you might get your dick sucked by two girls at the same time. You know? This one made me laugh. One of the old lady's friends asked her, "What do you see in this guy?" Right? "What do you see in this guy?" She goes, "Well, what do you mean?" And we go like, "Well, have you heard how he talks about women?" Are you kidding me? Do you think that I am out in the streets parading around like these crazy fucking psychopath feminists about what I think about women? No, I don't give a shit. All right. It's fun because it's low hanging fruit. Again, I want the most reaction for the least amount of work. And I think I'm doing a phenomenal job then by the sounds of it. If her friends are, "Well, have you heard how he's talking about women?" And I'll tell you this, my friends, I'll tell you this. She showed me photos and it's exactly what you think, right? It's exactly what you think. Her husband looks like she dresses him from fucking Costco. Everything about this couple is like everything that I explained earlier. The fun people, you know what I mean? Oh, they're just a blast of me around. You know, those people always got to give their opinion when nobody asked for it. Well, I would never do that. Oh, we know. Because you're just a bundle of fun over there. God forbid, you know. "Oh, we brought cranberries and nuts on the hike yesterday. And let me tell you, fiber on a 2.5 kilometer walk is never a good idea." Ain't that right, Greg? He's over there. "Yeah, yeah, honey. Yeah, you know what they say. Happy wife, happy life. Ha, 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 ha." "Yeah, no, no, no. I got to drive today. Cheryl over there is going to hop on the red wine, I think. She's going to have a glass or two. So I brought a Michelob Ultra." I did. I bought a solo Michelob Ultra in my favorite koozie that Cheryl got me when she went to Sedona. Her and her girlfriends went down there, huh? Did a little horseback riding. You ever done some horseback riding? Well, Cheryl has, and let me tell you, you just want to start a fucking shotgun around these people. And I'll tell you right now, I try to be as sarcastic and ignorant as I possibly can and hope to God that people get the joke that I am joking, you know, that I come across that I'm not serious. But apparently, I guess I'm not. Apparently, stunned cunts across the fucking planet listen to this shit, and they don't understand that I quite honestly don't give a fuck, right? I'm just trimming the low-hanging fruit that's the juiciest, that I get the most reaction for the least bit of work. That's what we're doing here, okay? I'm trying to build an online audience, so that way when Daddy comes around when Uncle comes around to do a little stand-up at all the little places, all the little towns, that we have a little bit of an audience come out, you know? I don't need the biggest fucking audience in the planet. I just need a little one. Get some people out to shows. Be like, "Hey, this guy's actually not that bad. I enjoy listening to his podcast because he's a fucking psychopath. This guy airs his thoughts. And God, as my witness, he should be taken out to a field and shot for the crows to fucking pick away at his ever." I don't know. I lost it. at his maggot infested flesh as he's baked by the sun, by the, you know, just sheer rays of sun, and watching his body slowly decompose over the course of months. And as the meat and maggots begin to disintegrate into the earth's crust, and his bones lay there of what once was a pretty much demented man, a remedial vessel of flesh, if you will. We will sit back and enjoy the fact that we never, ever have to listen to the stupidity that spews out of this man's mouth. We are thankful that never again will this man touch the stage of a comedy club. You know, most of this is the type of females that, have you heard how he talks about women? Well, just women like you. Women that have a sense of humor come to this podcast for a laugh because they know that we're just dicking around. But this fucking stuck-up cunt wouldn't know a joke if it throat fucked her on a Wednesday and left its phone number on the nightstand. You know, call me. These are the type of people I cannot fucking stand. You know, guys like Caleb, I hope to God... She's married. I highly doubt a woman like that would ever jump into a threesome. God forbid you live a little. It's like the porn people. You know what I mean? Like, oh God, I've kicked this camera 3 times today. It's like the porn people. Oh, I can't watch porn no more. Why not? Who gives a shit? Well, it's causing psychological problems. What? Oh, what? And what? You think you're going to be normal after you quit watching The Hub? What do you think? What do you think? You're just going to quit watching gangbangs and all of a sudden you're going to be normal in a month? Come on. Get a handle. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's where we're at now. We need more problems. We need real problems. That's what we need. We're over here. I'm going to have to put down the porn for a little bit because it's just psychologically fucking me up. I'm having a difficult time waking up in the morning and being myself because pornographic videos exist on the internet and I'm inclined to watch them. And I just can't think throughout the day. So what? We need an airstrike in North America and we needed it yesterday. You know, these problems that we're making up are just getting way out there now. That's our fucking problems over here. That's the problems that exist in North America. Oh, Jesus Christ, I have the freedom to wake up and watch two people fuck on a goddamn camera, but it's just messing me up. I don't know what to do. Oh, great. Yeah, little Abdul over in Saudi Arabia got his fingers chopped off because he stole a banana from the local market. You know, trying to feed his family. He stole a singular banana, got his fingers chopped off as an 8-year-old in the middle of town square for everybody to see. And now he's got to walk around with the shame of being a thief because now they know he is a thief because they chopped off his goddamn fingers. Oh, God. But hey, you know what, James? I'm sorry that, you know, you woke up this morning and you watched a man get pegged by a woman, you know? I'm sorry that you have the freedom of watching a 16-on-1 gangbang on some 19-year-old girl that got paid $3,000 to take 37 cum shots to the face. I'm sorry that you had the freedom, and it's got to be traumatizing, you know? This young kid walks 13 miles every day to get to the school so he can learn English with a possible chance of getting to North America, has M16 bullets whiz by his fucking ears because it's a hot zone where they're at. But you know what? It's got to be awful to watch three lesbians lick each other's pussies. You know, that's gotta hurt the old cranium in the morning. Hey, James, huh? You having a difficult time piecing it all together because you watched a MILF get butt fucked. You watched a MILF get butt fucked dressed up as a secretary. Oh yeah, the old classic. I had to fuck my boss for a raise bit. Yeah, seen this a time or two, and let me tell you, it's caused a lot of emotional trauma in my life. My God, we need real problems here. We need a famine, all right? We need like crops to be wiped out. That or at least someone drop a bomb on North America. So that way we can get back into reality. We can check ourselves. You know, it's getting too much, all right? It's getting way too much. We're arguing about whether a man can wear a purse or not. You know what? Time for a world war. That's what I'm saying. Time for a little war. That's all not a long one, okay? I don't want to be involved in one of these two-year ones. I'm just saying, like, maybe it's time that we have a little disruption in how good we have it over here. You know, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, we don't have Wi-Fi on the fucking plane? We don't have Wi-Fi on the plane? Oh, you know, you could be, 550 people on a city bus that's stacked on top of one another just to get to the next town so you could possibly get clean drinking water, you know, but God forbid, you know, before you start shitting on me, oh, you're going woke on us? No, I'm just saying, like, what the fuck, you know, How easy do we have it over here that we're just making up problems every day? Ah, I've had an addiction of watching pornography for quite some time now. Pornography addiction? That's where we're at? Jesus Christ, at least make it a real one. Get addicted to heroin. Try heroin out for a while. You know, could you imagine as a counselor if you walked in and you just finished like talking some guy off a cliff that was smoking meth for 14 years, finally cleaned up his life, and he just got his blue chip, you know? What is the blue one? 3 month? 3 months if you get the blue chips? Or is it 9 months? Whatever it is. He gets his chip, right? Gets his little chip. And then we got James beside him being like, yeah, you know what? Haven't whacked off to a good old FFM situation in a while, you know. I've had to use the old noodle, go back in the memory bank and remember a few intimate times that I've had with some lovely ladies. And I gotta say, it's helped, Doc. And this guy's like, you want to know something fun? A couple of those videos that you probably watched of an asshole getting penetrated was probably mine. We used to shave my ass so that way it'd look a little more feminine because I used to be a track star back in high school. So I had a firm ass in the beginning of all this. And, you know, once I pissed all my money away on methamphetamine, well, guess what? Sometimes you got to pay with body parts. And let's just say the body parts you want to pay with aren't really the fun ones. You aren't on the receiving end of fun, okay? You're not getting the pleasure. You're pleasuring. And you're over here telling me that you finally kicked the habit of not cranking it to Lisa Ann's greatest tits? God almighty. That's the generation. You know, your grandfather used to paint. He used to paint like a pinup girl on the side of a fighter jet. You know, because that's how much he loved pussy and violence. Nowadays, he fought for your freedom to fuck on a goddamn camera and you're refusing to jerk off to it. You pussy, you waste of skin, you fucking Gen Z cuck, okay? Even my generation, millennial, oh my God, I can't believe that you would masturbate to the thought of a woman being pleasured. Ugh, yeah, that's got to be awful. And she doesn't even look like she's getting paid to pretend that she's pleasured, okay? That's where we're at here, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we're at. It fucking blows my mind. That's why I wouldn't mind. That's why we need more shootings, okay? Texas has it right. Open her up. Open this bitch up, all right? Make it so everybody can have a gun. Let's put everybody back on their heels for a minute. That's where I'm at with all this. We got it too easy. Too many people are bitching about way too small of problems. Let's make some real problems exist, you know? It was like when a few schools got shot up, everybody was back on their heels. They're like, hey, we got real problems to deal with now, you know? We got real fucking issues here. And we got to deal with them first before the pornography kids that seem to think that their brains are fucking all altered. My God. My God, it's a damn shame is what it is. It's a goddamn shame. We let this one slip through our fingertips, gentlemen. And it all starts with some of you out there. Some of you grown-ass men that have raised some kids. You know, I don't know what the overall demographic of that listens to this podcast is, but I know some of you are grown-ass men, and you like to tell me, I raised my boy right. Did you? Because I'm seeing a lot of issues here, and it's all pointing back to, you know, the kids that are now your son's age, okay? Now, I'm not saying I'm a model citizen. In fact, I'm part of the retarded bunch that's cranking it to 15 on one gangbang. So I'm not complaining about this. I like having a little visual material in front of my eyes so that way it can get the job done quicker. I'm more about efficiency. I'm not worried about the mental state that I'll be in after jerking off to something very, very, what some would consider brutal, but I call it passionate love with the mass group. See, these people are paid a handsome amount of dollars to do these acts. And I would gladly do those acts, except I am not equipped with the right equipment. I am not one that you would seek to watch fuck. I don't have the physique of a Greek god. I am I'm not well endowed, as they say. I don't I'm a balding 30-year-old male. Covered in what some consider stupid tattoos, others enjoy. But I don't think many people are pulling out the phone and being like, hey, I want to see that guy fuck, okay? Nobody, and I repeat, nobody is really letting that sentence fly out of their yap. As they shouldn't. You'd be very suspect in my eyes if you wanted to see this sewing machine in goddamn action. Like, I don't feel like I'm not the person that you pick out of a crowd and you'd be like, that would be a good person to watch. Fuck. That's just the cold reality of the world that I live in. And I understand that. And I'm not going to be out parading in the streets being like, you know what? That is, I don't even know what phobia I would fall under. That's transphobia. You know, you're transphobic for not wanting me to fuck another guy in the ass and you not watch it. You know, that maybe that's homophobia. Maybe. I don't know. It's a cold world out there, ladies and gentlemen. It is. It's a brutally cold, vicious world. And to know that some young man, while going through puberty, will have an opportunity to just look at his phone and watch big, juicy knockers bounce so you can crank one out. Do you know how fucking awesome that would have been? Do you know the struggle that most of us went through? Like, I would say anybody from anybody up to the dial-up internet days, do you remember these fucking days? Do you remember how long it took for porn to load on your fucking computer? You know, if you had a bad internet connection, you were lucky. You got the intro to that fucking video, and you had to be hard already. First off, you had to be hard already. There was a family goddamn computer, so you had to be stealth. Okay, depending on the location of that fucking computer too, it became very tricky. It became very, very, very tricky. You know how many times I almost got caught jerking off? And meanwhile, now you little sons of bitches are walking around. You got a tablet in your fucking pocket that can look at titties at any moment of the day. And there's apps upon apps and websites upon websites. Dial-up internet used to take 9 years, 5 days, and 64 fucking minutes just for it to load up to the top of the nipple. And your mom would always pick up the phone because, hey, get off the fucking computer. I got to call grandma. And you're like, oh, fuck. You bitch. You son of a bitch. The titty was almost loaded. I was right there, top of the nipple away. And I would have been able to get this fucking, all this fucking testosterone I'm getting. I'm a boy turning into a man. I need to jerk off. I don't even know what sex is, but I look at a set of cans and all I can think of is pounding my goddamn clown. And you fucked it. You picked up the fucking phone. Fuck. You'd have those rage fits. Every kid did. I did numerous times. And then the tragic moment of moving the family computer from downstairs to upstairs. Oh. And we finally got high-speed internet. So you were able to download. It would take at least 25 minutes to download a minute and a half video for you to watch, right? A minute and a half video for you to watch. And it was just some little key bits. And they always front-loaded it with 30 seconds of, like, the storyline that you didn't give a shit about. So you're sitting there sifting through 30 seconds. You're like, oh, God almighty. Ah, yeah, great. The gardener. Yeah, he's cleaning the pool. Ooh, cool. Wow, this is awesome. Oh, two girls came home? Oh, no. I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, can you help me lift up this heavy bag of soccer balls? And you're like, fucking 30 seconds of this shit. 30 seconds of this shit. And they used to, some websites, you want to know what? No, want to know how fucking cruel they were to us? You want to know how cruel they were to us? You couldn't skip forward. You had to ride all that out the first time, and then you could rewind back to, like, get a little bit more of the fucking parts and thank, like, hope to goddamn Christ you were able to get one off in about 25 seconds, because that's about as much fucking as you were getting out of the goddamn preview clip. This is before, like, Pornhub, RedTube, all of those. This is right at the entry level. Before we got into, like, the whole video sharing sites. And let me tell you, it was a dark time. And now we have kids out here whining, bitching, and complaining over the fact that there's too much porn. Fuck you. Fuck you. I hope somebody pins you to, like, straps you to a chair like it's Clockwork Orange. Peels your eyes open and has 97 screens of different fucking scenes and different videos going off. So all you can watch is people fucking, and you got to watch that for 7 goddamn days straight. You son of a bitch. You little motherfucker. Are you kidding me? Guys my age would have killed for that. We would have did very, very regrettable things just to have what you little cocksuckers today have. Oh, I'm addicted to porn. Porn has fucked me up. You want to know what happened when we found a DVD? When we found a DVD? Are you kidding me? We got a porno DVD? Oh, it was the end of the fucking world, my friend. End of the goddamn world. It was the greatest thing ever. You know when you were a child and Christmas Day was upon you and you woke up and you seen that Santa Claus was under the tree? That right there, that moment, that feeling that you got as a child, as a wee little lad, looking at all them presents under the day, that's what we got as a 15-year-old going through puberty, seeing a porno DVD laying there. And you're looking around the room like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity to steal this. Okay, I see what's going on here. I have a perfect opportunity to grab that disc and head the fuck out. And I'm going straight the fuck home to see what this little ditty possessed. And you would play that thing till it barely ran. You ran that thing into the mud, into the dirt. Oh, Lord, you knew every scene, every minute, every little. There was the attention to detail. You could describe it. You were basically, at that point, the director. You knew when to cut. Okay, change scene. Let's get a new actress in. Let's roll this along 15 minutes in and out, baby. We got it under control. And now you have access to every fucking video, porno, porn star. You can pick. There is a section in the search menu Okay, there's a section in the search menu where you can be like, I want a blonde Asian with an ass tattoo that says, fuck me, daddy, right on the left cheek. And she better have double D's and a 32 waist. I want her thick. You get that. You get it. You get to build a bitch. You get to build a bitch right there. Be like, this is this, 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 and this. And I want her to have the strap on this time. You get that option. We did not. You sons of bitches. Oh, it just infuriates me inside how weak these fucking teenagers are. I have a porno addiction. Suck my brown stained asshole, you little pukes. If you only knew. If you only knew what it was like to hide pornos in your mom and dad's house, and every goddamn day you pray to God that she never stumbles across your secret stash spot, because we all know moms like to overclean sometimes and maybe just stumble across where you put your weed and nudie mags, and you always played that gamble. That was a risk you were willing to take. Now you just pull out your phone and be like, hey, want to see tits? Hey, look at how good this is. This is good, great, grand, beautiful. We got the world by our nuts, but all we do is complain. Yeah, I would have gave a lot up. I would have sacrificed for this goddamn country. But you know, I don't know what I was doing. I was too busy in the trenches trying to find grandpa's old playboys. You know, I was going over to my older cousin's house praying to God, you know, while he's away, he's out. I know that there's something in here. I know for a fact he has something in here, and I'm going to fucking find it. I'm going to fucking find it. I'm going to find the gold mine and this motherfucker, and I'm going to look at every goddamn magazine front to back, and I'm going to ingrain it in my skull so when I go home to crank my little undergrown cock, I have every vivid image just sitting right there in front of my fucking skull. And I feel like a lot of you can relate to this. And I feel like a lot of you look at, you know, you never really thought about it until now. I didn't think about it until I heard that. I have a porn addiction. Oh, God, get out of here. Stop talking. You need to get the fuck out of here before you get hit in the mouth. If I were you, okay, and you told me that you have I have a porn addiction. I got a problem. I got a real problem over here, doc. The next sentences you choose, nah. The next sentences that come out of your mouth, you better choose wisely. Because I might have to strike you with whatever object is in reach of my goddamn hands. Do you understand me? And I hope you feel as frustrated as I do when you hear those words that, oh, I don't know, I got a porn addiction, my fellow lads. We went through a lot, you and I. If you're over the age of 26, we all went through a lot. We went through a very rough period in our lives, you know, to get titty pics, to get a snapshot of a beaver, you know. It was difficult times. And it did we fight for these kids to have the addiction that we have now? Did we go through those trenches? Did we go through a technological change, advancements? So these kids, did we run through the minefields so these children could have these problems? I like to think not. But maybe I'm just thinking about this wrong. And I thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Thank you.